This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite, y'all, self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, thrivers of said disorder and said traits, said behavior patterns, said toxic people. Y'all, we know everybody's not a narcissist. We get it. We stop beating the dead horse and everybody's not a narcissist. Like, duh, we get it. Today's episode is going to be about why do some narcissists and toxic people take credit for your success? This happens a lot, y'all. This is one of the things that I don't see a lot of people talking about this. You hear what I just said? I said, I don't see a lot of people talking about it. I've seen people talk about it, but not a lot of people talk about it. Oh, Lee, you have to expand your platform. Okay, I got it, y'all. why does everybody use that voice? That silly voice, like, expand your platform. You know, everybody uses this silly voice when they're talking about, when they're making fun of people or trying to be sarcastic and things of that nature. But yeah, some narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever you want to call them, will absolutely take credit for your success. They just will. They take credit for your promotions. They take credit for your graduations. They take credit for, you know, you being a great person. They take credit for your personality. You know, they take credit for who you become. And this is just not an intimate relationship, y'all. This is just not an intimate relationship between partners, like my husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, person-to-person relationship or whatever. This could be your dad taking credit for you. This could be your mom taking credit for you. This could be your grandma, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters. The relationship dynamic varies, but it could very well apply to a lot of different relationship dynamics. I know a lot of people ask me to talk about, well, Lee, that's intimate relationship. Can you talk about something else, y'all? Everything I'd say is other than cheating applies to intimate relationships. You know, it applies to, you know, everything I say other than cheating applies to every single relationship dynamic. So I got confused a little bit, y'all. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. So narcissistic people tend to want to take credit for your stuff because it inflates their own ego. It inflates our egos. I know a lot of people are like, Lee, while you say dare, like you don't include yourself with the narcissist. You're one of them. Duh. Did you hear the first 5 seconds of my video? But yeah, I just use there and our interchangeably. I just depends on the sentence. But yeah, they will take credit. It helps inflate our own egos. It makes us feel better about ourselves to take credit for your accomplishments, especially if we don't have those accomplishments ourselves. If we are lacking in the success department, if we are lacking in the fitness department, if we are lacking in the financial department, it is beneficial to us to take credit for what you do because it makes us feel better about ourselves and our own situation. You know what I mean? It makes us feel like we've accomplished that goal of being, successful. It makes us feel like we've accomplished that goal of being, you know, of being financially stable, or being financially, you know, above everybody else, financially above average. Anything that being an extraordinary person, being extraordinarily smart and stuff like that. That's why, like, if you have a toxic ass narcissistic parent, they will absolutely take credit for your grades. Even if they don't help you with your homework, even if they don't help you study, even if they don't help you with anything else, they will absolutely 1000% take credit for your grades if you get good grades. They will. They will absolutely 100,000% take credit for your grades. This is how it goes, though, y'all. It is not a reflection on you. It is absolutely, listen to me, I say it again, y'all. I'm going to say this again. It is absolutely 1,000% not a reflection on you if your parent or your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband, wife, or whatever takes credit for your success. It's just not. It's a point that you're doing well, but it's not a reflection on you that they take credit for the stuff that you do. Even like sometimes that narcissistic person will actually try to hold you back from that success. And even when you get it in spite of them, they'll take credit for it. You know, they'll treat you horribly. If you have a big test the next day, they'll keep you up all night arguing and fussing and fighting with you over some BS. And then they'll take you to school for the test. They'll drop you off at school for the test. And when you pass the test, they're like, hey, congratulations. You never would have made it. You never would have made it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Through nursing school or through through nursing school or medical school, if I want to drop you off to be able to take your test. So it's kind of both of our degrees, it's kind of both of our promotions, it's kind of both of our things, whatever, it's kind of both of our raises. You see what I'm saying? They'll take credit for the stuff even if they try to hold you back, because a lot of narcissistic people will try to hold you back from that success unless they can directly benefit from it. And sometimes even if they can directly benefit from it, even if like you're married to this person, you about to get a promotion, they can help y'all pay your bills more, help you get nicer stuff, help you be more financially stable, they might try to hold you back from it because that means you're leveling up, you know. And a lot of times with narcissistic people, especially in intimate relationships, they feel like if you level up, you'll leave them. They feel like if you level up, you'll level up above them, and then you end up leaving them for somebody that you end up leaving them for somebody else that's on your level. Or some, you might feel like you deserve more. You might feel like you deserve better people, better situations, and things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? They might actually make you feel that way. They might actually make you feel like you're leveling up. They might actually feel internally that if you level up, you'll leave me. The abandonment issues do run rampant with narcissistic, toxic people. You mean? Even like I said again, it's even true within your parents. Like this could be your parent taking credit for your grades, taking credit for you being good at sports, taking credit for you being a good person, a good human being, taking credit for you just having manners. Like you hold the door open for somebody else, and then like the person that you held the door open for, they're like, oh, thank you, Sonny, for holding that door open. You were like, I told him the best. I've raised them right then. Ho. They take credit for the stuff that you do because it makes them feel better. It inflates their own ego. Well, Lee, what do we do about that? Lee, you told us that they do it and why they do it. What do we do about it? What can you do about it, y'all? Sometimes in these situations, you might actually be trapped in a situation, especially if it's your parent. You're a 14, 15, 16-year-old person, 17-year-old person, 18-year-old person. And you are dependent upon your parents for income and shelter and food. What can you do about it, y'all? Sometimes you just have to stroke their ego. It's kind of like sometimes you have to play the game with them. You're not giving them credit. Oh, thank you. You know, appreciate you being there for me. Whatever the situation is, sometimes you have to stroke their ego. You can set that healthy boundary. Sometimes if you can clap back if you want to, but understand that there could be some repercussions for you clapping back. You passed that test because of me, son. No, the hell, I did not study for the test myself, Dad. You can say that if you want to. I'm just saying, be careful, y'all. Whatever your response is, use discretion in these situations. Use discretion if they try to take credit for your promotion, if they try to take credit for your graduating and things like that. You know, if they, like I said, their argument before the test, but dropping you off at the test, you passed it because of me. You don't even have a car, so I had to take you to the test. You wouldn't have put it. So technically, I passed the test because I took you there, right? Thanks. What are you going to say to that person, y'all? If you continue to stay with this person, you either set a boundary, say, look, thank you for dropping me off at the test, but I did the work myself. You can say that. How are they going to respond, and what are you willing to put up with? What are you willing to tolerate in these situations? You mean, they take credit for stuff because it inflates their ego, makes them feel better about their own situation, their own self. Whew. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like y'all see, I got the brand on, the I Love Me brand. These stages and the self-love, the self-healing, the healing brand, the I Love Me brand, self-love brand. I love me. I'm strong. You know, I have other shirts. I'm free. I'm strong. I'm good. I'm whatever. I'm resilient. There's a lot of stuff. The link is in the description and the bio of every single video and podcast I do. You listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify. Hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. I'm expanding the podcast next week. The mic and stuff came in. So going to start doing interviews, posting the interviews and things of that nature. Thank you. Mental Healness is out. Peace.